The Gemara began with the story of Rav Safra and Rabbi Abba, who were traveling from their hometown, where they only kept one day Yom Tov, and arrived in this new town where they kept 2 days Yom Tov. They wanted to know how to be noyig concerning Malacha. Now, the kasha is, there's a whole discussion amongst the Mefarshim. How do we figure out what happened here? What are the circumstances behind this story? In their town, they only kept 1 day. In this town, they keep 2 days. Both towns were in Chutzlars. So how is it that in their town, they only kept 1 day, and they arrived at another place where they kept 2 days? The Gemara says that Rav Safra told Rav Abba, "Kegoina nan diadina v'kviya diyarcha." For instance, we who are knowledgeable in the kviya diyarcha, when the Rosh Chodesh was established. Now, how do we interpret these words? So Tosfos here says, although the simple meaning of these words would seem to indicate that they were saying that they are familiar and well-versed in the calculations of how to establish the Chadashim. And that's why they only have to keep 1 day. He says it cannot be because all the Bnei Bavel were baki in the Cheshbonus of the Kiddush HaChodesh. But it wasn't enough because the Chodesh was established not by calculations, but rather by the Bezdin, who accepted the Eidus from the Shluchim, who arrived whenever they arrived. And that's how the Chadashim was established. So knowing the Cheshbonus, the calculations of the celestial bodies and the lunar Cheshbonus won't help you much, because the Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tov were established by Bezdin, based on the Eidus of the Eidim. So what did he mean when he said, we know the Kviya D'Yarcha? So Jesus says, he meant to say that in our town, we never have a concern of confusion of when Rosh Chodesh is, because the Shluchei Bezdin would arrive in time. The Bezdin would send out emissaries to spread the news when Rosh Chodesh was established. And wherever the Shluchei Bezdin were magin, wherever they would arrive, with enough time before Yom Tov, then that place would only keep 1 day Yom Tov. So in their town, they only kept 1 day because the Shluchei Bezdin would arrive in time for Yom Tov. But now they travel to the next town, and it's Yom Tov now. They have to keep 2 days, perhaps. Ask the Masha, what do you mean? If the Edom arrived in their town in time, and they now travel to the next town, which was 2 days away, and they arrived there before Yom Tov, obviously, so why couldn't the Shluchei Bezdin arrive at the second town before Yom Tov as well, and inform them, give them the good news? Tell them exactly where Rosh Chodesh was established. So in both towns, they only keep 1 day Yom Tov. That's the Marshal's kasha. How could it be that in their town, they only kept 1 day, because the Shluchim would arrive in time for Yom Tov, but now they travel over to the next town, which is a couple of days away, and arrive there before Yom Tov, but the Shluchim couldn't arrive there. If they could arrive there before Yom Tov, the Shluchim as well can arrive there before Yom Tov. So why would they have to keep 2 days in the second town? So Rukiv Egil Gilin Hashas explains like this. Apparently what Tosfos means is that there were two types of towns. There were towns where the Shluchim would arrive in time for Pesach, because they had 14 days to travel from Rosh Chodesh till Pesach. However, even to those towns, they wouldn't arrive in time for Sukkot. Let's say you have a town which is 14 days away from Yerushalayim. They can arrive there in time for Pesach. So the Shluchei Nisan would arrive on time to give them the good news before Yom Tov. But come Tishrei, because you have Shoshana, 1 or 2 days, and Yom Kippur, you have to discount, deduct those days from the 14, between Rosh Chodesh and Sukkot. It only gave them 13 or 12 days to travel. So only a town which was situated within 12 days of Yerushalayim would get the news in time to keep 1 day Sukkot. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, based on a Gemara in Beitza, that even a town which was situated 14 days from Yerushalayim and would get the news in time for Pesach, but not in time for Sukkot, they had to keep 2 days even for Pesach. There was a general blanket rule the Chacham applied, don't differentiate. They had a strange phenomenon. They knew the news. They knew that it was Rosh Chodesh was a certain day. They knew exactly when Pesach applies, but they still have to keep 2 days because come Tishrei, they were too far from Yerushalayim to get the news in time for Sukkot. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this was the situation here. Rav Safra lived in a town which was, let's say, 10 days from Yerushalayim. So he received his news in time in both cases, for Pesach and for Sukkot. He traveled over to another town which was, let's say, 4 days away. So there were 14 days from Yerushalayim. So he made it there before Pesach, right? He got the news and then traveled over. And it was only 14 days from Yerushalayim. But that town had to keep 2 days Yom Tov even for Pesach. Because they were too far to receive the good news in time for Sukkot, 14 days away from Yerushalayim. So we have a situation where Rav Safra already heard the news regarding Pesach, because his town was 10 days away from Yerushalayim. He knew exactly what day Pesach was going to be. But then when he traveled a couple days away to the next town, where, of course, they also received the news in time for Pesach, but over there, they were too far to receive the news in time for Sukkot. They were 14 days away from Yerushalayim. So they had to keep 2 days Pesach as well. So we have a situation where Safra keeps only 1 day, because in this town, they keep 1 day Pesach and Sukkot. Because again, they were close enough to receive the news in time for both Yom Tov. They keep only 1 day Pesach and 1 day Sukkot. But in this current location, they keep 2 days Pesach and Sukkot. So now, Shiloh, what do? We keep 1 day like our hometown, or 2 days like the town that we're in. We follow the local minhag, and we want to know what to do regarding malacha. And the response was, no, you can't do malacha b'yishuv, only be midbar. Now, we're speaking that he intended on going back home. It was Dati Lachsa, as Taisus. We know that, for instance, when it comes to eating the chela, we had a story yesterday that there was no concern with following your minhag hamakom of your hometown when your kavanah is to go back. So why were they committed to the local minhag? As Taisus says, when it comes to malacha, we have to differentiate. Malacha is not like having a meal. He says, Leyefshel malacha, b'tzina k'may shar dvarim. You can't do malacha b'tzina. So some of us should explain that we're speaking specifically, they were speaking about a malacha b'farhesi, something which was done in the open. But others say that Taisus means any malacha has a concern, because the malacha generally is something which is done b'farhesi. So the Chacham didn't differentiate. Just refrain from any malacha, because it might be seen and create a machlekes with the b'nei hamakom. There's another pshat in the Baal Mar. He says Yom Tov Shein is different. That's something which is this big minhag gadol, which is something applied to all Yisrael and Galus. And I'm very careful with that minhag. And therefore, although when it comes to eating chalev, you can differentiate between doing it concealed or exposed. Tzinah Farhesi, when it comes to malacha Yom Tov Shein, Chacham were very machmer, and they established this blanket iser. Be very careful with this great important minhag, and refrain from doing malacha, even mitzina, if it is b'yishuv, but of course midbar, which is uninhabited, we're not concerned at all, and you go ahead and do malacha.